Chapter 9. A Lord and a Jester.
A witch? Possibly. But a witch so fair? The tall man looked at Linda and she trembled. A guard said,
Lord Blackheart, there was a boy with her. He jumped from the walls. We must find him.
Don't worry, replied the Lord. Nobody could survive that fall. He is probably at the bottom of the moat. He smiled horribly, and Linda felt desperate.
Oh no, Matt can't be dead,
she thought. Lord Blackheart continued to look at her. A very fair maid. Take her to the Great Hall, he ordered. I want to question her. The guards pushed Linda towards the huge door of the keep. Inside, there was an immense hall. There were many flaming torches along the walls, but the room was shadowy and sinister. There were also numerous long standards of different colours and a long wooden table in the middle of the room. On the left, there was a very big fireplace, but no fire. Linda felt cold. Leave us! Lord Blackheart ordered the guards. Linda shivered with cold and fear. She didn't want to be alone with this horrible man.
This isn't happening to me,
she cried.
I don't believe it. It's a nightmare.
Can a fool not sleep?
A voice came from the shadows near the fireplace. It was a jester in a red and gold striped costume and a hat with bells on it. He looked curiously at Linda.
A maid was never made like this. What a strange costume.
The jester smiled. He had a kind face, and Linda felt a little better. Lord Blackheart said, My guards found her in the castle. Her companion is dead. Is she not fair?
Fair, my lord? Are you hungry?
No, fool. You don't understand me. Is she not lovely?
I understand you very well, my Lord Blackheart. You don't understand me.
The jester laughed, and the bells on his hat jingled. Linda smiled. Enough! Shouted the lord, irritated. Who are you, maid?
My name's Linda Chapman, and I come from Greenwood.
The jester said,
Greenwood? A wood is green, but would a wood be greenwood?
Be quiet, jester, said Lord Blackheart. The maid is confused. Perhaps she is from another region.
Why are you here, my pretty?
He put a hand on her shoulder. Linda didn't like how he looked at her.
I wanted to visit the castle with Matt, but I don't understand what is happening,
she replied. The jester laughed.
Visit our castle? Strange.
He looked at Lord Blackheart.
Perhaps my lord is happy you visited our castle.
Lord Blackheart continued to look at Linda. He smiled and touched her hair. Now you are here, you must stay, he whispered. Linda moved quickly and bit Lord Blackheart's hand.
Don't touch me,
she shouted. Ouch, cried the lord, and the jester laughed. You stupid girl, Blackheart shouted. Guards, take this witch away.
Witch, my lord. I see no witch,
the jester said quietly. Lord Blackheart pointed angrily at Linda, who was furious now. This witch! Throw her in the dungeons!